What's good versus community? It's your boy, Vern Lee. And with me today, we have my fellow Team Apex Black member known as
J. Cole or the Mad Scientist, either or.
Mr. Got That Rascal himself is in the building. What's up, Jamal? What's going on, man?
Oh, what's going on, Vern?
Not much, man. Team Apex Black is dead. Long live Jamar Cole.
Yeah.
Everyone understand what that means as we go through this pod. Let's talk about it all. So, Bills phase 10. I'm lost. You know what, man? Last week, all we had to do was do what we normally did. We would have been in second place. That didn't happen. So we went, we started off the week after the parents were listed and we're looking at everything. We're like, okay, cool. All we have to do is go 2-0. And as long as the other team split, we'll be in the finals, right? So we had hope, right? We had hope.
A lot of hope. A lot of hope.
Team Apex never gives up, man. We fight to the end. And our experience is usually fighting to the end will get us into the top four or the top eight. Like, that's our normal experience, but it did not happen because before we even got a chance to play, somebody went 2-0 and solidified their spot in the final. So we basically ended up playing for fun. So let's talk about how those games went, man. First game was us against Ben's boss. He played Carnage. We played Black Bolt and Cosmo. And I just have to say, Jamar, you are wrong for that, sir. you are wrong. You are everything that's wrong with boss battles for that choice there. I didn't think it was going to go the way it went, but it went that way. So go ahead and talk about it. I'm going to let you talk about it because you're basically the only person that played that game.
My goodness. Man, I played like a Cosmo mixed aggro combo type deck I played, man. It was combo / disruptive, pretty much. It was along with I mean, you just don't really know how much you need symbiosis until you don't have it. And when you can't keep your counters or you can't use your plot twist because of lack of symbiosis, it really hurts. So I think I had Iceman on one. I had Charlie on one. Who did I have on turn two? Turn two, I think I had Mantis. I think I had Kane, so I could pull my yellows. It was either Kane or Moonstone, one or the other. Turn three, I forgot who I had. I know turn four I had Dakin. And then turn five I had Grandmaster. And then after that, six through nine was just head beaters. And
six through nine, did we even get the five?
No, we did not. I don't think so, man. He couldn't heal.
Let me talk about how the game went. This is how the game went. All this beating around the bush. This is how the game went. Ben played something on one. He swung at Cosmo. He got the odds to remove. And nobody got stunned. All right. Then Jamar won the game. That's what happened. That's how the game went. basically the rest of the game, me and Ben played a card and did nothing and passed. That's basically how the game went. Cosmo completely wrecked everything Ben was trying to do. If there's anything to learn from this game, is that symbiotes really need symbiosis. And if you, they do not like multiplication at all. And it was just not, it just wasn't right. It was, Ben wasn't having fun. I was having fun seeing how much, how ridiculous this was, it was. But I was like, I'm not even playing here. I'm just sitting here. It was so bad. I think that I could have, that you could have beat that boss by yourself. That's how bad it was. And I
what was crazy, I think it was like turn three, because you have Black Bolt, you know, he had support characters out there. And I was like, hey, Vern, I think one time I was like, Vern, do you want to get some XP? Or you was like, no, man, do what you got to do. So I ended up stunning everybody. And then it was another turn. I think it was turn three.
Sir, what you really said was, hey, Vern, I can leave some of this here for you so you can get your XP. And then I was like, cool. And then you left nothing. And I was like, you ain't leave nothing, bro. And then he was like, my bad. And I was like, okay. And then,
I figured he was going to stop one attack or so, you know. Man, and I just did not expect him to just lay down.
Wild. It's just funny because we've been playing fair this whole time, and I knew when you chose Cosmo that it wasn't exactly fair. Which I don't want to get on us too badly because we've been fair this whole time. Like we didn't go into any games with the mindset of, don't let the other guy play a boss. Most of it was just straight up beat down. This right here was just like, Ben couldn't even play. And I'm sorry about that, Ben. but it is what it is, man. You know, we all know what the boss battles are about. And I didn't even get to play. So I feel like it's an even exchange. All right, so let's move on to the boss. I played Fin Fang Foam. I thought that was the best chance we had of actually winning against what we knew was coming, which was Symbios. I knew that it was still most likely going to result in a loss. But what I didn't know is that Ben and Whitman, young Whitman, were going to pull a million heels in the game. And
that's crazy.
Erase all the hard work I was doing. Because let me tell you something. I was putting in that work. I think I leveled on 2.
Yep.
I was putting moves on both of the MCs every turn.
Yep.
You talk about being demoralized. They were healing at a ridiculous rate. It was Queens, we are Carnage. Queens, we are Carnage. I think at the end of the game, Ben had another Queens in a row. So it didn't matter what I was doing, and I couldn't stop them from killing me, no matter what I had. And that's how that game went. It's not even worth going into it anymore. UDE. and Ben said this, I don't think they tested this situation competitively. I think they tested this for fun, and because of that, they didn't realize that if somebody is taking a boss battle seriously, the boss is just at an extreme disadvantage regardless of what those powers do. So if they're going to continue this, something has to be changed. There has to be some rules implemented, possibly like you can't affect the boss player's hand or resource roll or something. Because that boss battle situation is strongly swayed towards the advantage of those who are playing the conquerors of the boss. It's not even close. You know, some bosses are better than others, but even then, it ultimately comes out to, did the person playing the boss draw ridiculously well and timely, and did his opponents not? That's pretty much what it comes down to. So that's our assessment as the pet of players. That being said, we hope that Jeremy and Ralph finish the job and win is for Team Apex. We can take solace in the fact that they're in the finals and they've been at the top since week one. They've been killing it, so keep doing that.
Yeah, they have.
So that is the depth of Team Apex Black. Until we get resurrected for whatever future team battle we have, if it happens, it will come back. But until then, it's dead. And long live Jamar Cole, who is at the very least in third place of the Buckeye Format Madness tourney.
Oh, my goodness, man. That has been a – this Buckeye tournament has been – very interesting, man. Very interesting.
To say the least.
Yep.
Let's talk about what happened with your latest match.
Oh, my goodness, man. So, you know, obviously, I'm going into the it's me and Pancake having the opportunity to go into the finals.
Pancake. His name's Diet. His name still has me dying, man. Uncle Pancake, who they?
Hey, it fits. It fits. But nonetheless, we, you know, here we are. We have a chance for the finals. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, who has he played? And I'm trying to get a premise on his MO of how he builds decks. You know, so I'm looking at the fact that he didn't play Invisible Woman. I'm like, okay, he's played a combo deck. He played Thor. Okay, he played an aggro deck. Okay, he played Outriders. Okay, aggro deck. I'm like, okay, I gotta find something to meet somewhere in the middle between aggro and combo. You know, and so after deliberation, I came up with Cosmo. And
how ironic.
It's ironic because I think you suggested, like, you know, Jamar, you might want to get something aggro like Thor or whatever, you know, something of that nature. And I mulled over it. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go with this Cosmo. And what's funny is in the comment, he made the response, it wasn't Pancake, it was his boy, Darkwing Duck, had told him to play.
It was Roland.
Roland, right. I just called him Darkwing. But he had...
No, that Darkwing is... So you mix things up, man. Darkwing is Patrick.
That's Patrick.
Shadow of the Bat is Roland.
Shadow of the Bat. That's who it is. Gotcha. And I think he suggested that he played... No. He told him, don't focus on what I've played. Just focus on what he, however he put it. But to make a long story short, he thought I was gonna play Adam Warlock. So he built his deck toward beating Adam Warlock with the Sentinels and the whole MCAs and all the other stuff and, you know, Wrecking Shop. And I had no intention. I mean, I brought it up in conversation, but I had no intention of playing Adam Warlock because everybody knows Apex, or at least Apex Black, does not play the same MC. It can be aggro 1 week. It can be combo next week. It can be stall this week. It's just a matter of what we feel is best within the actual format. So when he slaps down, when he puts Doom on the table and I put Cosmo, the first thing he said, well, I did not expect that. And I was like, I'm like, oh crap. I'm like, this dude, he gonna be swarming. He gonna be basically trying to draw his whole deck. So my whole mindset was like, okay, I'm gonna have to start nullifying his inventor ability Just because if he starts inventing the machine and stuff like that, he starts getting his sentinels out with the fact the way of basically pulling his whole deck. I'm like, man, if he gets on that mess, man, this is gonna be crazy. And turn one, turn two, and turn three, this man does not pull a yellow worm. Not one yellow. And I leveled on turn two because he was playing signals. So I was calling out range and flight. And so turn two, I leveled. So on his turn three, when he played a face down, I said, oh, he's in trouble. And from turn three on, I nullified his ability to invent. And he never invented anything for the whole game. So whatever he had in his hand is what he was going to play. And one of the moves I made that I was kind of afraid to do it, but I mean, I had to do it regardless, was at some point he had four sentinels out. Well, I got Storm in my hand. And I'm about to blast the whole front row. And I'm like, okay, a mutant control act is coming. I play Storm. He couldn't mutant control act it. Blasted his whole front row. And he never recovered, man. He never, because I completely stayed on the offensive. He would try to attack Cosmo, and I was defending against it. I mean, it was absolutely crazy the fact that he didn't pull a yellow by turn three.
It sounded like he pulled a bunch of sentinels, but didn't pull the support for the sentinels.
Right. Yeah. Because he didn't play a location till turn, I think it was turn four or five, he played a location. But I know I leveled on two, and then on my turn three, I called out Inventor. And then I think turn four and five, he played a couple yellows. I know turn four, by turn four, I played Ultra Girl. And when he showed me his hand, he had Nimrod and one Sentinel in his hand.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. The game was pretty much over as soon as you guys put the MCs out. All you really need, what? Because the choice that you made to just call out range or flight, that was the right choice because you knew you were gonna level up very quickly. It wouldn't have mattered if he had invented, because once you level up, all you would have to do is call out the Ultron's keyword. He would have never been able to pull his deck. So it was, the odds are just were just not in his favor. And Cosmo is weird, man. Like, there are some really good MCs that Cosmo just messes everything up. And then there are some weak MCs that will just run him over. It's just, he is such a weird main character. Just so weird, man. But ultimately, man, I'm happy that you are moving on. So now you got to deal with John Phillips. We all know how I feel about that man. I got nothing but respect for him. Me and him have clashed multiple times in serious tournament situations. Have you ever really dealt with John?
I played him once in Ladies Night.
Oh, so you understand then.
Yeah, and
That deck was so irritating.
what is funny about Ladies Night was when I thought about what was going on, I could have beat him because I played Pixie. And Pixie says that I think it's during combat she can she flips a green and any modifiers for your attack you actually lose. And there was one time I think he powered up Phyllis, whoever it was. He powered her up, then he attacked. Well, I forgot that I had Pixies in my, I had the support character Pixie in my hand. And I could have powered her up and not got stunned. Because I think with that game, I basically lost on time. I think he may have had one wound. Either I had two and he had one, or I had one and he had none. I lost just that close. And had I powered up with the Pixie that I had in my hand, two more turns. No, the next turn I could have pulled Jean Grey and took his Captain Marvel, because I had two Pixies in my hand and I literally forgot, oh yeah, I can power up with I can power up with Pixie. So I could have got Pixie big enough where even Captain Marvel couldn't hit her. And you know, I lost that match, but I understand the headache that he brings.
Yeah, John is like a, I don't even know how to describe him. You can't predict him. Even if you know what he's playing, you still can't predict what's in the deck. So it's like, he's one of those guys I try not to even think about, because I already know it's a waste of time. But I know that playing him, by the end of it, you're sweating, because it's like, it's just going to be rough. So I don't really want to get into what you're planning on doing. I'm sure you don't know yet.
Oh, but I can tell you.
Ready, man. Okay, go ahead.
I can tell you exactly what I'm doing right now.
All right, what you doing?
Thinking of an MC.
All right, that's what I figured.
That's all I can.
Have fun with that, sir. I wish you the best. I want you to win this whole thing. But you know what? If you don't win this match, third place is certainly in this doggone tourney. Third place is worthy of praise. Because this tourney was difficult in very unique ways. But you definitely are doing good versus Evil Proud. That's for sure. And I'm taking credit for picking it for you. So, yay, Vern.
Yeah. Man, yes, yeah, you picked it for me, man. I really appreciated it. But, man, look, in the next, between today and tomorrow, I'm going to look at a particular MC I can use. And we're going to see, man, because I really, 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 really can't say it enough. I really want to beat John. It would be nice to beat John.
it always is nice to pull it off. It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, and John's tired right now, so I kind of want to give him some time to, you know, go home and rethink his life, you know?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, man.
He got that rascal very soon.
I'm really hoping, man. I'm really hoping, man. It's gonna be a fun time. It'll be sometime this weekend. I don't know which day. So,
all right,
we'll see.
Cool. So with that, we're gonna go ahead and end this podcast. Can't say when the next time you'll be hearing. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna wait, do another pod after you deal with John, or if we're gonna wait. I guess we'll see what the results are and we'll figure it out. But that being said, Versus Community, we appreciate you being with us and supporting us. We will see you next time.
Peace out.
We are out.
All right.